hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am back in the studio after a week in the Turks and Caicos. On the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard, man, did we have a blast on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. I had the Scuba Cowboy on with me, Mermaid Tiffany and Lizzie. This was their first liveaboard experience. If you didn't hear the show, go back and listen to last week's podcast because it was a great time. And to hear their, you know, their description of their first time doing a liveaboard dive experience was great. It was fun to witness it firsthand. And hopefully we captured a little bit of that on the broadcast we did from the deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard. Also, Dan and Betty Orr from Dives Alert Network were with us. I forgot to mention, by the way, that he's getting the Reaching Out Awards this year at the DEMA show here in about a month in Las Vegas. And but it was kind of cool to have Dan as your buddy. Literally, Dan from Dan was my buddy for the Turks and Caicos liveaboard trip last week. So we got a lot to reflect back on. We had three sets of winners from the different consumer dive shows in Chicago, Jersey, and Long Beach, California. It was just a great crew we had on board, caught up with some old friends in that regard, but made a lot of new ones with some of these listeners and the friends that they brought on board. This one person in particular was a sister of one of the winners. She was just a ball. She was just a nut, and we may have recruited a new mermaid. I guess that would be for the Beneath the Sea show in New Jersey, but we'll have to see how that, you know, evolves over the coming weeks, and if she indeed wants to even be associated with Scuba Radio. But she was pretty nutty. Camilla. No, what was her name? Oh crap! I don't even remember. I kept messing it up. I kept calling her something else.
Camille? Camel?
Something like that. I don't know. But it was good fun. Patrick is with me here on the big show today. Of course, Bill the producer. And I see Jimmy the Bubble Boy just popped in. There you go. So we got a full crew here to, you know, for me to basically rub into these guys that weren't in the Turks and Caicos with me last week. Which will
so
make me
badly.
Feel better about myself. Which is always a good thing when it comes to that. When you can rub it into your friends, like, yeah, you won't believe where I was, and that kind of thing. Also, I get to hang out with the vice president, or potential vice president of the United States this week, as part of my other adventures when I came back from the Turks and Caicos. So we got a lot to cover.
Please.
What?
Proceed.
Okay, I will. And but before we get into that, you know, I jump online. I check out Facebook. It's been a week because, you know, we're out at sea. I don't have a chance to get online and stuff when you're doing this. So you're kind of disconnected from the world, which is a plus, you know. But I come back and I try to catch up on some of the Facebook posts at the Scuba Radio fan page and on the website and that kind of thing. And I see this little mention of Captain Slate, my buddy there in Key Largo. He is on Scuba Radio right now. Captain Slate, how are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm great. And I'll tell you what, so is the weather.
I bet it is down there. It was great in the Turks and Caicos last week, and we have a nice high system, hardly a cloud in the sky, flat calm seas all throughout the Caribbean. This is the best time of year to dive in the Caribbean and definitely in the Florida Keys. Right, Slate?
We had 80-degree water on the deck of the Duane, 100-foot deck.
Wow.
How about that?
That's bathwater diving, my favorite kind, which means you can go all natural and not feel chilled, which is... a bonus
exactly
for
right.
It's a bonus for some people, not necessarily for those that are diving with me and I decide to go that route, but I usually keep my drawers on. So that's just me. But you know, I check Facebook and I see this mention of you, Captain Slate, actually in a good light, and it mentions something about it mentions something about a reality TV show. And it was just like I couldn't believe it. I was like, "Oh my God, this is a great idea. Why didn't I think of this before?" And so, is this going to happen? Is there a reality show in the works about Captain Slate doing his thing there in Key Largo, or what? Tell me, give me the scoop.
Well, actually, it is the producer out of Miami that is the liaison producer for reality show on this network that he deals with in New York is down in Miami, and he came down back in July and did a dive with me when we were teaching two Miami Dolphin cheerleaders how to dive. Another rough job I had.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was filming that for a sequence called Diving In. And then he met me and he said, "Wow, can I come back next week and talk to you?" So he came back and he said, "What would you think about?" And he talked to a bunch of friends that knew me for 30 years. And he said, "What would you think about doing a reality show?" I said, "I'm doing one every day. What do I have to do different?" That's it. Nothing.
Exactly. Just let us film it, huh? So,
So I half-heartedly said, "Yeah." And the next thing I know, for a solid 4 weeks, I would come up my door at 7:30 in the morning and go to work, and I had four camera guys hiding in the bushes following me to the car. And I was wired up with the mic the entire day. I know there's going to be more bleeps than on The Deadliest Catch, but it went on for a
nice.
It went on for a month, and they filmed us, and they involved my notorious and friendly and lovable ex-wives and all the fun with them, and it really turned. I'm telling you, it was really eye-opening, because I would forget during the day I was wearing a microphone on the boat.
Yeah.
And that's not a good thing for me to forget that I'm wearing a microphone.
Well, you know, there are a few things that you do on a boat that stand out for anybody who's been on a boat with you. Yeah, there's one of them, and it's kind of like the Captain Slate recall system, and it reverberates through the whole vessel and underwater. You know, you can hear this. And did they capture a few of those, I'm guessing?
Well, they got that.
Oh,
they got
nice.
That. Yeah, they got that.
So this could
and
be like the
critter feeding and
nice. This could be like the next Honey Boo Boo thing, I'm thinking. You know, it could be that big.
There you go.
Yeah. So
it could be.
Following Captain Slate, a day in the life of a dive operator, what it's like, and basically living the dream, I guess. Right, Slate?
Well, they've come up with a name called the Clean Slate. I go, that sure is a play on words to start with. But
wait, what is it again?
The Clean Slate.
The Clean Slate.
Yeah, which is just
slate.
His.
Ah.
It's just his life with a beep following around by
exactly.
about 5 seconds. Beep.
Yeah, that's
beep.
Exactly.
I love
beep.
That though.
A clean
beep.
Slate.
Uh huh. Uh-huh.
So we filmed for a month, a little over, and a couple of new takes, and they put together a 12-minute trailer, which I'm going to see on Tuesday, and I've already sent it to their New York investor group up there, and they're coming down with the producer from New York on Tuesday. So hopefully this week we'll know if it's a go or not.
Wow. Well, that's cool. I think that would be an awesome, awesome TV show. I would watch that religiously. That would be so
much fun. And by that,
he
means he'd watch it as often as he goes to church.
No, that's not true.
Well, that'd be never, right?
I know. I would DVR it.
Well, he DVRs church, too, though. It's
the way
okay.
I look at it.
Yeah. How?
But the way I look at it, I mean, it's more of a comedy show, but the beauty of it is a real reality show, because anybody watching it from 10 years old on up can come down here and go diving. So that's a
we can't let
10-year-olds
watch a show of you uncensored.
Yeah.
We can't allow a 15-year-old. You know what? My mother's 67. I don't think I can let her watch your show uncensored.
Oh, no. Of course they can. Yeah, but what you're saying is, like, we could come down there, bring Bill, or better yet, maybe a couple of Scuba Radio Mermaids, and who knows, they might end up incorporating it into your reality TV show. Right, Slate? Something like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
That that's would be very
that's
cool.
What we do.
That is, I love the idea. I love the concept.
It could be a Scuba Radio sequence one day down here, just like in the old days when we started the show.
Well, there you go. Yeah,
now,
there you go.
Is it really true? I mean, you said
with
it.
With mermaids.
Do you really forget
right.
that they're following you around with cameras? Did that really happen during the course of a single day?
This is Captain Slate. He's used to being followed around by cameras. They're usually news crews that are trying to, you know, get him on some thing that he's done.
Private investigators.
Yeah, one of those type of deals. So you're kind of used to the cameras. You've never been shy of those, or...
Yeah,
so that was nothing new for you. Yeah. Just forget.
Well, they'd be spread out across the canal.
Right.
When I pull out across the canal. I mean, literally three of them between my car and me getting into a car to go to work in the morning. There'd be one upstairs, one on the boat, one in the shop. It was fun. I mean, I just forgot about them being there and did my act normal, which is just why they want to do a reality show.
Well, as they should. CaptainSlate.com. I'm sure it'll pop up there soon if this thing goes, but we'll keep you abreast of this situation because, hey, this could be my favorite new TV show. I love it. A clean slate coming to a TV near you.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I'm not actually the diver, I'm the pump man. I have a friend who does the diving.
Is your friend experienced?
Oh, he's been underwater half his life. He used to be a lifeguard in a car wash.
So dive, dive, dive. When you twist it up inside, don't come up to fill your cup or you make it to the other side. Dive, dive, dive. Let your conscience be your guide. Life's a mess and there's too much stress. You gotta take it all in stride.
Oh, you know, we had a great time on the top of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard boat. The Scuba Cowboy was up there in the evening playing, and he was playing that song. I remember just kicking back, all the stars were out, you have a cocktail after your day of diving's done. He's sitting there jamming on his guitar and singing that song. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that. For the record, we are looking to do another Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise next year. Hopefully in the next month or so, we'll nail down the dates. We got a very special plan already in place. I don't want to spill the beans just yet, but we're looking into boldly going where no diver has gone before. So I'll leave it at that for now.
Well, Bill can't wait.
Yes. And boldly going where no Bill, the producer, has gone before. Or
which isn't very much.
Be able to go in the future. But anyway, we'll see where it goes. And it should be, it'll be good, clean fun for sure. And that'll be our plan for next year's Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explore Ventures. Now, a couple things going on this week. We're going to talk, we got to reflect back on what happened in the Turks and Caicos, of course. Because when we did the show, I still had like 3 more days of diving to go. And man, it just got better and better as the week progressed. But I got to look ahead as well. We're back in our home studio here in Orlando, Florida, and we're getting ready for the next big diving event. Actually, the largest diving event in the entire world, DEMA, the Diving Equipment and Marketing Association trade show in Las Vegas, happens the second week in November. That is coming down the pike. That is a big event for us as well. We bring out our mermaids. The Scuba Cowboy is going to be there. We're doing a whole thing, and we're packaging a different element this year because they're doing an event at the Hard Rock Hotel for the dive industry on Friday night. So we do this little song and dance routine to open up the show every morning, but we're switching things up a little bit because we usually have the mermaids and we have the Scuba Cowboy play, but they wanted to mix it up because of this Hard Rock element. So they have a theme for this year's DEMA show to party like a rock star.
Uh-oh.
So, I have been asked to come up with some ideas and ways to spotlight our crew and to give away some trips, live aboard trips and things at the DEMA show this year in a party like a rock star way. So, are you ready to hear my idea, Bill?
Because I'm excited to find out.
These are works in progress, but I think I got the idea, and I think this could work. Because I bounced it off of some of the people there on the liveaboard trip last week.
Yeah, but they were all drunk.
But that's usually our crowd, and that worked well. And they'll probably be drunk there at the DEMA show, too, because they're not diving. But Party Like a Rockstar is a theme, so I'm thinking I'm going to get some of these divers up on the stage at the DEMA show, and we're going to have them go through a Scuba Radio Mermaid Extreme Makeover.
What?
You're going to make them into mermaids?
No, they're going to make them into rock stars. The mermaids are going to sell their soul to the Sea Witch so they can walk around like normal people at the DEMA show in the morning, at least.
But then they won't be able to talk.
No, they'll be able to...
they'll have no voice.
Actually, you know what? Maybe that's true. Well, good point. So
hand signals.
All I can do is direct them and what to do, and they can't say yes or no. You got something. That was a little added bonus. I didn't really think through. But I'll send a couple of the divers backstage with the rock star mermaids because they're going to be all rocked out, kind of like a Rock of Ages type of attire this year, right? And they're going to...
Which one's going to be dressed like Tom Cruise?
I don't know. Do we got...
Lizzie is on the line. All right, I'm Mermaid sure she's already signed up for this program.
Well, she has, but she just doesn't know it yet. But she... Because she just went on her first liveaboard, so she's still glowing from that whole experience. Am I right, Lizzie? Are you with me on this?
Yeah, that's definitely right. Still glowing.
Good. So she had a ball, I know, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But I'm talking about what we're going to do at DEMA, Lizzie. So follow me along here. Did you catch this? That I'm going to take a couple people.
I didn't catch what you're talking about.
Okay, listen. We have Party Like a Rockstar as the theme for the DEMA show. So we're going to have the mermaids sell their soul to the Sea Witch so they can walk around like humans and dress up like one of the characters from Rock of Ages, the movie, okay? So like 80s rock hair, you got the mohawk going, ripped shirts, whatever. We'll let you guys go crazy. You know, Pierce, whatever the hell you want. I don't know. Just work it, and we'll do that. And then we'll pull a couple of these divers out of the audience, and you'll give them a Rock of Ages Scuba Radio Mermaid Extreme Makeover. You can do that. Put some makeup on them. Give them the eyelashes, a tattoo here or there, that kind of thing, right? Yeah, that sounds like fun, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm an 80s baby, so that'll just come naturally.
Of course it will. Yeah, and so we'll do that, and then we'll bring them out, and then how they are going to win is to party like a rock star. So now they're going to have the look because you've helped them with that, but now they're going to have to get up, and we're going to take LMFAO and what's that song, Sexy and I Know It, and they'll have to do the wiggle song. What do you think? And then the best wiggler will win a big prize. Are you with me on this?
With you.
Okay, we got a winner. What do you think, Bill?
I am astonished at the things you can get women to do.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
So that is one of the ideas. Bill, do you approve of this concept?
Actually, I approve of this concept wholeheartedly.
I'm thinking, though, do we give them, like, in the LMFAO song, they have this box, right, that they have to wiggle or something? But maybe we give them a snorkel to kind of keep the dive thing.
Wait, are we the ones wiggling, or are we getting people to wiggle?
You're going to instruct the guys that we pull out of the audience on how to wiggle. I mean, you guys can wiggle, too. I would highly encourage that, actually. And, you got to give the crowd what they want.
I think it is hard to imagine a wiggling instructor who would not, in fact, be wiggling.
True.
I can't imagine a non-wiggling wiggle instructor. That would be like me teaching you rhythm.
True. Okay. This is all right. And Lizzie has a rhythm. She can wiggle. You could wiggle with the best of them. I'm sure of that, right, Lizzie?
I think Bill's having a seizure.
I guess we'll find out.
We will find out. Okay. That's going to be worth the price of admission right there. What are you doing, white boy?
He's having
practicing
a seizure.
My rhythm.
Yeah, obviously. So that's one of the ideas. How we do, that's one of the concepts that we're going to work at the DEMA show. And I think we got a winner. I think this could work out pretty well. We have a nice pot of mermaids that are going to help assist with this. And like to say, all of them are selling their soul to the Sea Witch so they can walk around at the DEMA show this year. And Bill thinks you should not be able to talk. But I don't know. You would like to say something, wouldn't you?
It doesn't matter.
How about they sing?
That is not how mermaids work. Not how mermaids work. We can't defy science.
They got to sing Journey, Don't Stop Believin' or something like that. maybe work in a little Glee kind of thing. Okay, this is a work in progress. We'll get through that, and we'll talk about our little board experience here with Mermaid Lizzie next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're partying like a rock star. Wiggle, 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 yeah.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Lizzie's going to come out to the DEMA show with us. I assume she still will after I just described what we're planning. I'm not sure if that will change her mind. Lizzie, are you still committed? You still going to participate in this whole thing?
I will definitely watch people wiggle.
Okay.
We'll have to see if I do any wiggling myself once I get there.
You can consult at the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
If I'm in the wiggle mood.
Yes, exactly. Well, you're in Vegas. Everybody's in the wiggle mood usually when they go to Vegas. But we'll have to wait and see how that evolves. But it's going to be a good time, I have no doubt. Whether it'll eclipse our time in the Turks and Caicos, I'm not so sure about that. What are your initial feelings after that whole experience has worn off? Because this is a first-time thing for you, right?
Right, yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. I had a really hard time coming back. I was teaching an open water class in the pool the other day, and I got out, unzipped my wetsuit, expecting there to be hot chocolate and Bailey's and also someone with a warm towel, and I didn't get any of that. It was very disappointing.
So you just stood there dripping cold, and you're like, hey, come on, get with the program here, kids! Yeah.
Exactly.
You got to start training your students to provide a warm towel for you when you get out of the water. That'd be like module 6 or something that you have to start to incorporate in your scuba training there in Gainesville.
Yeah, I was definitely spoiled by Explorer Ventures.
Yes. Well, they do a good job, and it was fun to have you along. Hopefully it'll be, I have no doubt, it'll be the first of many new experiences for you. They include wiggling and things like that at a DEMA show, we'll just have to wait and see. But I'm glad you came aboard for it, and we'll plan on doing some more in the future. Okay, Lizzie?
I sure hope so.
Yes, no doubt. She was great. She had a great time. Her and Tiffany both were having a ball. We got some great footage for a new video for the Scuba Cowboy that we're going to put together for one of his new songs that is coming out from for his next Scuba Tune CD, which will be released at the DEMA show here in about a month. So we're working on that, and And Lizzie and Tiffany definitely represented well the mermaid pod here at Scuba Radio. All right, we got a Dan tip next. Stay close. That's coming up, plus more.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 276. When the apocalypse comes and the zombies take over the world.
Any zombies out there?
Divers, fear not. You'll have plenty of time to swim to safety as the undead gorge themselves on brain coral.
Don't say that. What?
Brain coral.
That.
This is now the United States of Zombieland.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What do we need to know today, Nick?
Your dive site.
I don't have a dive site.
You do when you're diving, and you need to know it well.
Okay, I'll bite. How do I get to know a dive site? Swim up and introduce myself?
Well, that would certainly be one approach. But the introduction begins before you ever even get near the water. When preparing to visit a dive site, the first thing you should do is familiarize yourself with its location.
Wouldn't that be a given? Otherwise, how do I get there?
You're funny. I don't mean the city and state. I mean where the dive site is located and what factors might need to be taken into consideration. For example, if the dive site is in the ocean, how far from shore is it?
Oh, I get it. If it's land-based, how will you access it?
Exactly. Is it remote, or will supplies and resources be available if you need them?
I imagine the answers to these questions help you know what to bring with you.
Sure they do. If you know where there is no place to stock up on water, for instance, you know to bring plenty of it on your own. Similarly, if you know you're going to be heading, I don't know, 20 miles out to sea, you'll know to have whatever you need with you, as it won't be a quick ride back to the dock.
You know, I remember from another safety tip that you want to check out what emergency equipment and resources are on site, too.
Wow! You just made my day. Seriously?
I feel a little verklempt.
You're welcome.
But you are absolutely right. Part of knowing your dive site is knowing what you'll need to do in the event of an emergency. And that includes knowing what emergency resources are at hand, where is the nearest medical facility, and if any emergency procedures may be in place. Of course, if you're going to be in a location that has no formal dive operation in place, you'll need to cover all of that yourself.
What about the dive itself?
Before you ever enter the water, you should have at least some idea of what to expect. You should know the appropriate water temperature, the basics of the site topography, or hazards you might want to avoid, as well as any information available on currents, weather, and other appropriate factors.
What about marine life?
Absolutely. You should be aware of what marine life may be on the site. Critters are not only part of the excitement of diving, but should an unexpected encounter occur, you should be sure to have the appropriate first aid equipment with you.
So how do you go about researching a dive site?
In today's world, it's never been easier. You're living in the information age, and never has so much information been so readily available about, well, pretty much anything you want to look up. In terms of researching a dive site, the internet is good. Books, magazines, dive centers, and other divers are also outstanding resources, and the list goes on.
What about Dan?
Certainly, Dan can be a resource. If you need to know anything about emergency resources or medical care in the area, give us a call.
So it sounds like the whole point of this is the more familiar you are with a dive site before you get in the water, the less likely you are to run into trouble.
You've got it exactly right. There's no such thing as a foolproof plan, but it's well known that proper preparation and planning significantly reduce your chances of something going wrong. So by taking some time to learn about the dive site you'll be diving, you're taking action to increase your dive safety.
Knowledge is power, right?
You know it.
Exploring new places is one of the best parts of diving. But part of being a good explorer is learning what's already known about a given location. So before you head to your dive site, take some time to learn what you're diving into. A little familiarity ahead of time can help increase the fun and your safety. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue.
continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
You know, a lot's been going on since I've been back from the Turks and Caicos. And, it's hard to keep all this stuff straight. You know, you've been following us on Facebook, probably, or hopefully. If you haven't, you need to become a fan of Scuba Radio on Facebook. There's a link to it right there from scubaradio.com. But if you have, you've seen that I've been talking a lot about flying lately because we got this other show, Just Plane Radio, and I'm flying. I'm learning to fly a plane so I can get to my dive sites faster and eventually work towards the biggest giant stride entry I've ever had. And that would be out of the side
jumping out of a perfectly good airplane.
Yeah, that's one of my goals. But I actually achieved one of them.
Tim is looking at you like some kind of a moron.
Skydubaving.
Just a really big giant stride entry, that's all. But I achieved one of my aviation milestones this week. And
he fell out of a perfectly good plane
for no reason. No, no, no.
The Mile High Club.
I ate my first $100 hamburger.
Wow.
So it was a part of a cross-country flight. You have to do these cross-country flights as part of your flight training. And, you know, based in Orlando.
So you went to a place famous for hamburgers. You said, you know what? I'm going to get myself that $100 hamburger. I'm going to fly. I'm going to land. I'm going to eat a hamburger, get back to my plane, fly back. So he said, where would you go? Where would you go for the perfect hamburger? Kansas City?
Five Guys? No.
Kansas City? That sounds like a good shot there. There's lots of Omaha.
Steaks, right? Right?
Yeah.
Way too far.
No? Okay.
That's cross country, but farther than I want to go. I only had about an hour.
All right, Atlanta.
No.
Savannah.
You know, we're based in Orlando. Your cross country flight
Altamont.
For training purposes has to be at least
a Royale 50, with cheese.
Has to be at least 50 miles from your home airport. So I went 60.
The Bahamas. You went to Nassau.
I could have went to Bahamas, actually.
Could have went there.
It would have been just as far, actually. But no, we went to Ocala. The home of the $100 hamburger at the Ocala Airport, which is a little podunk, small little airport.
Is there pavement on the runway?
But there is.
Okay, just a second.
But they have a little diner there. You know, it's kind of like Alice's restaurant, or
you can't get everything you want.
And you tie your plane off on the little wooden post outside.
I do think the waitress asked me to kiss her grits.
Mel's Diner.
Yes, that one.
Yeah, Alice's Restaurant is where you can get practically anything you want.
Okay, well, I think you can get that too.
Hello.
But lo and behold, you know, we land.
Arlo Guthrie.
We go through this whole thing, and it was a fun time, and we landed, and we parked the plane, and shut down, go in there to have this burger. Now
you flew all the way.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I had my instructor with me, so it's, you know, he's there to save me. Which he kind of had to on the way back, actually.
Uh-oh.
The burger made me gassy. And had some issues on the way back. But that's a whole other story. We'll save for Just Plane Radio.
Okay.
However, what we did was we got in there and we, you know, order our food. And I had my back to the window that is facing the runway. And when we landed, we noticed there was like a staging area off to the right and some black Escalade, SUVs.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, it looks like it's a staging area for the president or vice president, or actually it was Paul Ryan. He was like, yeah, that's right. He's supposed to be in Ocala today. Sure enough, we sit down and order the burger. Here comes the plane. The jet lands there in Ocala, and it's Paul Ryan's plane. So I'm thinking, okay, he flew in for my cross country flight to congratulate me and to pick
up
my $100 hamburger bill. No. He had a perfectly good opportunity to buy my vote, and he didn't even bother. But I did see his plane, and it was at least he made the effort to fly into the area while I was there. But I will tell you, when you're running for vice president, you don't get any Secret Service stuff. You know, they have this thing in aviation where they have these NOTAMs, which are temporary flight restrictions. And when the president or the, you know, Romney or vice president, when they fly into an area, they shut down the airport. Nobody can fly in. But, you know, it's only...
Bozo can fly in and order
exactly.
A hamburger when...
I proved it! I was...
When Paul Ryan shows up.
Yeah. So, just so you know, if you want to cruise in and see...
If he gets elected, is he going to save up and buy a last name? Or is he just going to stick with these first names that he's got?
He may drop one. He may just go by Paul.
Well,
you
Bill...
Think?
if President Obama had landed there, you know they would have pushed Greg away. They would have like, sir, you need to leave now. Whisk
yeah.
him away.
Well, no, that's actually happened three times. I've had to change my flight training because of President Obama's campaign schedule three times already. And then, you know, he's not doing good by me by
doing
this.
Here's what you don't seem to understand.
What's that?
What you don't seem to understand is this is actually a calling.
Yeah.
This is a demonstrated belief. Has it ever happened with Mitt Romney? Has Mitt Romney ever interfered with your travel schedule?
I don't believe so. Not yet.
Because
yeah.
the President of the United States
cares. That's
wants,
why.
He no. wants to be where you want to be. He wants to be where you are. He can relate to you. Mitt Romney's flying in places you could never in 100,000
so
years
you're
go.
Saying
I'm
Obama
saying,
has a thing for the Scuba Radio Mermaids.
That's it. That's exactly
you know, that
it.
Is true.
Right, right.
I've heard him.
Okay.
Muttering.
Well, it's going to make my voting decision just that much
fishy.
Harder. Literally, maybe. I don't know.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I do like the water.
Water and fish. If you pay half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
Give me some water.
So, well, I was in the Turks and Caicos. I got an email waiting for me when I got back, and I assume he's been looking at the Scuba Radio website because he made reference to Bill, the producer, and myself. Probably more Bill, because when you go to scubaradio.com, there's a picture of Bill that pops up almost immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Of him showing off his skills
his
as
girly
a,
figure.
Yes, his girlish figure. Which doesn't look as girlish, evidently, as Coach Izzy thinks it should, because he sent us some books while I was on the liveaboard of his workout with kettlebells and two other books. Well, what are the titles, Bill? Because he actually autographed a couple to me and Bill, and I
the
brought
fit
in the
and
ones.
Healthy Diver Manifesto: The Ugly Truth of Fitness in Scuba Diving.
All right, so he got one of those books, and he signed that over directly to Bill.
Wow. Yes.
And then the other one is titled what?
The other one is titled The Missing Component, Extortion, Bribes, and Shysters Cannot Get You.
Wow. Talk about hitting home, because God knows we've tried to negotiate with those people before. But anyway, this is a new workout system, or it's the workout system we've had Coach Izzy talk on Scuba Radio about before. And he sent us the books. We're going to have them on hopefully next week. Bill, you have your assignment for the week. That is to read those books and to start your program. You will be our workout guinea pig. Now, as you look at me through your speaker, you can see I'm a
paragon of fitness,
a walking example. Yeah, of
a
what
Greek
a
god, perhaps.
On the radio, I would say yes, absolutely. Picture Brad Pitt. And then think of the opposite. No, that's not
the opposite.
No, maybe nine-tenths of Brad Pitt. Sure, we'll go with that.
Armpit.
Okay, maybe. But I figure, you know, let's let Bill do this first, because I really don't want to.
I will tell you that one of the people that wrote an endorsement on this book is John Chatterton.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's good stuff. I actually have the book. I have a kettlebell. Do you have a kettlebell?
I know a place where I can find kettlebells.
Okay.
They have kettlebells at my gym.
All right. Well, I have a kettlebell. So I am going to put
this
system.
I don't think I have one that big.
Yeah. Well, that's what she said.
There's two Taco Bells near my house.
But, okay. I think it's a different type. But anyway, it's a kettlebell workout for scuba divers, specifically in mind. Coach Izzy, we'll have him on next week. And you start the workout, Bill. And
okay.
We'll see what kind of progress you make between now and then, and then if you haven't, he will get on the radio and lecture you accordingly. And I'll just back him up. I'll be here to, you know, with the whip or whatever I'm supposed, whatever kitchen utensil or cattle prod I'm supposed to use to whip you in shape. So that is coming up next week. Couple little tidbits I want to throw out to you. By the way, we're going to kick off hour two with another edition from Dennis of the Scuba Snobs, Guides to Diving Etiquette. So stick around for that. But got a couple little tidbits. I just got notice here that GoPro Video has released or is about to release the GoPro 3 video camera. Now, this thing has revolutionized scuba diving underwater video on the liveaboard. I know at least two people had them. And they're popping up all over. I mean, there's TV shows using these things as their cameras now. They're shooting that high quality with these little, you know, silver box underwater cameras. And, you know, there's been the GoPro 1, there's the GoPro 2. Now coming out in November, there's the GoPro 3 Black Edition, which is the most advanced GoPro ever. It's 30% smaller, 25% lighter. Which is kind of crazy because they're dinky as it is already. They look like little toy cameras, if you ask me. But this one's going to be waterproof up to 60 meters. Capable.
Meters.
Yeah, so 200 feet thereabouts.
Yeah.
Capable of capturing.
That is near the limit of the recreational dive limit. I'm pretty confident if I'm doing the math in my head correctly.
Yeah.
But it's on the far side of the limit of the recreational dive.
Right. And it'll do 1080p, 60 frames per second.
Wow.
12 megapixel still pictures at a rate of 30 photos per second. So that, you know, even if you're doing still pictures with these GoPro cameras, that's impressive detail right there. So, and I guess one of the new, elements or capabilities of the new line they got coming out, there's going to be the Black Edition and the Silver Edition. I think it's the Silver Edition. It has built-in Wi-Fi. So now you won't even evidently have to take the...
So you can take your picture in the middle of the Turks and Caicos and send it to Facebook.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Maybe. Or at least connect it Wi-Fi to your computer as opposed to using a USB cable or something. I don't know. Who knows?
I think I know what Greg's going to be asking Drunken Scuba Santa for this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, we're talking to the folks at GoPro. We may be doing something with them at the DEMA show. With the mermaids, ironically. So
who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew you'd be doing something with the mermaids?
Shot. Another reason why we need to get you in shape there, Bill.
Yeah.
We got 30 days, maybe, if that. So, if
I'm on a great diet.
Something to think about for the holidays, for the holiday season, you know, when you're getting ready to pick up some items for the diver on your list. I'm already thinking ahead along those lines. Another thing, I got something here last week, too, is something called the water clock. And I think I've seen this before, but it's an eco-friendly clock. They're going to send me some of these, but this thing is powered by water. Have you seen this, Bill?
You just pee on it, and it tells you what time it is?
I guess you could do that. I don't know if that is the proper application. I don't remember seeing that in the marketing literature.
Warning, do not get clock dry.
Yes, we'll have to find out. But there's this water clock. If you just Google it, it's literally it's a little round clock, and you fill it full of water, and that is what powers the clock. No batteries,
cool.
No electricity, whatever. It just powers it on water. Yeah, there you go. That would be good for a diver on your list, you think? All right, Scuba Snob's Guide to Diving Etiquette. We kick off hour two with that. Stick around. Just getting started.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.